When I say the name Blackbeard, what image is conjured up? Is it an evil demon with his hair and beard on fire, eating glass until his gums bleed to terrify his enemies into instant surrender? Or is it an able seaman in the Royal Navy, a noble war veteran, and the grandson of a genteel West Country vicar? I'm Kevin McNally, and over the next hour, we'll unpick a tale of two very different Blackbeards and discover how he came to be known as the most vicious desperado in the golden age of piracy. 10 million species live on planet Earth. Each one is remarkable, but none can survive on its own. All life depends upon connections, unexpected, invariably complex, beautiful relationships between millions of plants and animals. These connections form the planet's great ecosystems. They're vital for all life. New England in autumn. A truly magical place to experience the dramatic transition between summer and winter. For the residents of the Russian city of Chelyabinsk, the morning of Friday, February the 15th, 2013, began like any other. As they set off to work, with what has become popular throughout Russia, many recorded their journeys. These cameras, usually used for capturing minor traffic incidents, were about to record history. A fireball brighter than the sun appeared from nowhere before exploding with the power of 30 Hiroshimas. A minute later, a shockwave blew in the windows of 4,000 buildings across the region, the broken glass accounting for most of the 1,200 injured. It insulates our planet from the cold hostility of space. It shields us from the sun's deadly rays. It brings life-giving water, and it's in every breath you take. It is our atmosphere. Now a team of scientists are going on an expedition to explore this elusive and precious realm. Their unique laboratory, an airship 200 feet long, is packed with the latest scientific instruments. It will enable the team to carry out groundbreaking experiments to discover the many surprising ways in which the atmosphere shapes our world, from the edge of the jet stream to the bottom of the ocean.